Yeshaya Perkun Hey Pasuk Vav Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori Pesel David Ben Avram Nata, and it should be a zechus for Refuah Shalema for all of those who need Refuos V'Yeshuos. We are deep in Haftorah land right now. Dir Shu Hashem Behimotz Okrohu B'Yoso Karov. This is a Haftorah that is laned, at least in part, according to some, on Shabbos Shuva on Parshas Vayelech. But we all lain it as part of our nusach at Mincha on a Tainis Tzibur. So on Shavas Rav Tammuz and on Tisha B'Av, we lain Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzo. It's a tremendous message, again, echoing through all of the Doros for all of us to understand. Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzo. Seek out Hashem when He can be found. Seek out Hashem while He is still here. Kira'uhu b'yoso karov. Call out to Him when He is near. The Jewish people have to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu while we're in Golus. This is a tremendous message. Every time we have a tainus and we're thinking about Teshuva, and we're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trying to seek Him out. If we take a step towards Him, He'll take two steps towards us, but we have to make sure that we reach out. We have ishtadlus that we have to do. It's a call to tshuva that the Chazal say has an awful lot to do with the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. While we're in Golus, find Him, bring Him near with our call, realize that He's always here with us, even though, of course, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But only, says Rabbi Hirsch, when every single Jew becomes conscious of this challenge, will Yisrael in its entirety achieve this goal? To be makarev the kates. If each one of us seeks out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of us is helping achieve the task for humanity as a whole. Think about the Arizal, seeking out the sparks of holiness everywhere in the earth, the klipos that need to be found and need to be blown back into flame in order for us to bring holiness everywhere that we possibly can. So whether it's Kabbalistic, whether it's a sense of responsibility, whether it's the mission of every Jew to seek out closeness in an intensive way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn the Torah, to be Dirshu Es Hashem, we have to make the effort. Zayin Yazov Rosh HaDarko. See why this is something we lain on a day of tshuva. Let the wicked one forsake his way. Vish Aven Machshavosav. And the sinful man should forsake his evil thoughts. V'yashov el Hashem v'rachamehu. Let him return to God, who will have mercy and compassion upon him. V'el Elokeinu ki arbe l'sloach. And to our God, because He will forgive the sinner profusely, no matter how many averos, no matter how deep the averos. Even forsake the machshavos. Even compulsive sinners, the Me'am Lois says, forsake your ways. And intentional, bemazed sinners have to find a way to reach out. Who is it? Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya in the Gemara, who committed every sin there was to commit, and committed some of them twice. And he tries to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes an effort. And he tries to call out to all of the heavenly spheres to testify for him, to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his tshuva is so successful that he becomes known as Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, if I have the name correct. He becomes Rabbi in that one instant. Look how much you can accomplish by doing this incredible teshuva at a time when Hashem is near and waiting for our tshuva. Ches ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem. Hashem says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. When one person commits a bein adam l'chavero to the other and there's hard feelings, they're not forgiven so quickly. But Hashem is different. V'lo darcheichem d'rochoinu umashem. Says Hashem, your ways are not my ways. I won't bear your sins against you, no matter how much you may think you deserve it, no matter how much another person would treat a person badly because they still bear a grudge. Hashem says, that's not my way. I'm not like a human being. Limited by my own gripes and past injuries. Tes, ki gavhu shamayim me'aretz. As the heavens are exalted above the earth and high above the earth, kein gavhu derochai midarcheichem. so are my ways very high and far above your own. U'machshavosai mi'machshavoseichem. And my thoughts are far above your thoughts. No matter how much any man thinks he wants to interpret why God does what God does, we'll never be able to understand him. It's so far above man that it's incomprehensible to us. The heavens may have an influence, but they're not influenced by man. And Hashem's will, says the man, lois for man will be carried out, no matter how much man himself may commit averos. So we have a lot of ways to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to reach out. Rabbi Hirsch has a beautiful point. Machshavosai, machshavoseichem, you must make my thoughts, my intentions, my goals, your own goals. And my derochai, my ways, which I have taught you, should be your ways. If you conduct your lives according to your own ways, then your ways are yours and not mine. It is as simple as that. Your ways are as distant from those I taught as the heavens are from the earth if you follow your own. My ways follow a lofty goal. They are designed to bring you to the summit of moral greatness. Your path leads downward to the earth from where you hope to derive any fortune, but it is a path that will only bring misfortune. In Koheles, it talks about how the nefesh of the behemoth goes lamata la'aretz. See if I can find it in a big hurry. I think there it is. Oh, I found it. Mi yodea ruach b'nei ha'adam ha'olehi lamala. Who perceives that the spirit of man is the one that ascends on high? Says Koheles, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf, or Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Beruach ha'behemoth ha'arodesi lamata la'aretz. And the spirit of the beast is the one that descends down to the earth. Not necessarily. Says our parak right here, sometimes it's our spirit that goes downward. And the ruach of Hashem is the only one up above.